The title of my teaching this morning is Letting Go of Unforgiveness. Letting Go of Unforgiveness. What is forgiveness? The word forgive means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel a debt. When someone hurts you, there is a debt owed. You may feel that they owe you. To forgive means to cancel the debt completely, cancel the debt and all punishment due. To bestow a favor upon another, to let loose, release, or let go. The Amplified Bible's definition of forgiveness is let it drop, leave it, drop it. Matthew 18 verses 21 through 22 says, Then came Peter to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. I think Peter thought he was being very generous to ask how many times he should forgive someone who sinned against him. Seven times in a day, he asked. Jesus said, Peter, not seven, but 70 times seven. That's 490 times. But it doesn't mean that after 490 times, you don't have to forgive. What Jesus said was an impossible number of offenses that would happen to an individual in a day. He was saying forgiveness should be continual, that it should go on and on. Forgiveness should be the real attitude of a Christian. Jesus said in Luke 23:34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And also Stephen the martyr in Acts 7:60 said, Lay not this sin to their charge. Not all people will receive forgiveness, but the attitude in the heart of a Christian should be always to offer it. Jesus tells a parable about forgiveness when he continues in verses 23 of Matthew 18. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a servant to a certain king, which would take account of making a reckoning with his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. The Living Bible says that is like $10 million. But as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Now, here's the situation. There is a man who actually owes $10 million to his master. There is no way he can pay it. He knows he can't, and the master knows he can't. In those days, you couldn't claim bankruptcy like you can in the United States. They'd sell you, your wife, your children, and everything you had, and you'd go into slavery. You would be sent to prison until everything was paid. And if it never was, you'd stay in prison all of your life. This man did the only thing he knew to do. He got down on his knees and cried for mercy. Oh, master, please be patient with me. Please, I beg you, I'll repay you everything. Just be patient. Notice what happened in verse 27. It says the master was moved with compassion for him and loosed him, released him, and he forgave him his debt. We had a debt we could not pay. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death in Romans 6:23. Separation from God for eternity. All the silver and gold in the world couldn't redeem us. Then God, in his compassion and in his grace, sent his son, Jesus Christ, to earth to pay the debt we couldn't pay. God looked upon us in his compassion and mercy and said, I forgive you that debt. The man who had just been forgiven $10 million was owed something like $20 by a fellow servant. He found him and said, I've just been forgiven $10 million, and what is $20 to me? I want you to be as free as I am. Just let it go. It's okay, for I've been forgiven $10 million. That is what should have happened, but it didn't. Let's read what really happened in verses 28 through 31. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me what thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. He threw that man into prison for $20 after he'd just been forgiven $10 million. Can you imagine that? Verses 32 through 34 say, Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me. Should it not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. This man was then thrown into prison because of the way he treated his fellow servant and thus forfeited his original forgiveness. Jesus said in verse 35, So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Isn't it foolish, having been forgiven all of our sin, the wages of sin, which are death and separation from God for eternity, to refuse to forgive? We beseech God, saying, Forgive me and have mercy on me through Jesus Christ. We receive forgiveness and then turn and refuse to forgive someone else for a little thing we think is so big, after having received forgiveness for all the things we've done. God says that's wickedness. Just like Jesus said in the parable in Matthew 18, I'm saying that if we do not forgive from our hearts, after we've been forgiven such a great debt by our Heavenly Father, we will be delivered into the hands of the tormentors. What are the tormentors? They can be all kinds of things. Demonic strongholds, oppression, sickness, depression, disease, and many other things. The root is unforgiveness. Not forgiving after we have been forgiven allows Satan a foothold in our lives. The Bible says we have to make the decision to forgive. In the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6 verses 9 through 11, Jesus said to forgive as we've been forgiven. Mark 11, 25 and 26 says that when we pray, if we have anything against anyone, we're to forgive. What does that mean? Unforgiveness should stay in our hearts how long? Only as long as it takes us to go to the Lord and pray. And if we have the slightest bit of unforgiveness against anyone, we should release them and say, God, I'm letting them go today. I'm forgiving them. I'm making a choice because you forgave me such a great debt. Unforgiveness has damaging effects on our lives. Unforgiveness is a weapon that Satan uses to hold us back from all that God has for us. With unforgiveness in our hearts, we hinder the flow of love to others. 1 Peter 4 and 8, above all things, have intense and unfailing love for one another. For love covers a multitude of sins, forgives and disregards the offense of others. And in Ephesians 4:32, and become useful and helpful and kind to one another, tenderhearted, compassionate, understanding, loving-hearted, forgiving one another readily and freely as God in Christ forgave you. When we don't forgive others, we are miserable and lose our joy. Romans 12:18 says, If possible, as much as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. You give yourself the biggest gift of all when you forgive. You give yourself life and freedom. So give yourself the gift of forgiving others. It will bring peace to your heart, because when we don't forgive, we are not hurting the other person. We are hurting ourselves. It is important to remember that forgiveness is not granted because a person deserves to be forgiven. Instead, it is an act of love, mercy, and grace. How we act toward that person may change, but it doesn't mean we will put ourselves back into a harmful situation or that we suddenly accept or approve of the person's continued wrong behavior. It simply means we release them from the wrong they committed against